A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Lamed Aleph, Megillah 31a, pagination 61. Starting from the Gemara, which is six lines from the top, the topic of Kriyas HaTorah on Mo'adim, the reading from the Torah on the holidays. So we understand that normally on Shabbos, we're dividing the entire body of Chumash, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of Moshe, into sections so that we complete this entire body of literature, if you will, Torah. This entire text gets completed every year in time for Simchas Torah. It's called the Five Books of Moshe because this is the prophecy of Moshe, and it concludes with the death of Moshe, and the next book in Jewish scripture is Yehoshua. So this original prophecy, which is the construction, the fundamental, the Torah Shebichtav, the written Torah of Judaism, we complete publicly every year. But we're told that there's a special mitzvah to read on the holidays, whether they fall out during the week, or if they fall out on Shabbos, they're going to preempt the Shabbos cycle of readings. And we're going to read the holiday reading, which is a section from the same Chamisha Chumshei Torah, but it's the designated portion because it pertains, it's topical to that time of year. So the Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Bapesach Korin Beparshas Mo'ados. On Pesach, we're going to read the section about the Mo'adim, which Rashi tells us on the Mishnah is Shor O Kesev, taken from the Parsha of Emor, a section dealing with the different Yomim Tovim. Umaftirin bePesach Gilgal. And the Haftorah, the appropriate match from the prophets, is going to be taken from the book of Yehoshua, where it describes how they prepared for the Korban Pesach in the time of Yehoshua. V'ho'idno, and nowadays, di'ika trei yomi, that we're in Golos and we have 2 days of Yomtif in the beginning of Pesach, yomakama v'pesach Gilgal, the first day Yomtif, we choose the Pesach Gilgal. The actual word Gilgal is mentioned in Yehoshua Perek Dalid Pasuk Yates, ulemachar b'pesach Yoshiyahu. And on the next day, we do Pesach Yoshiyahu. If you want to see this beautifully presented, the Art Scroll Siddur in the back by the Kriyas HaTorah has a very clear section designated for the Yomim Tovim, and you could see how the Gemara plays itself out in practical observance. Usha'or Yemos HaPesach, and for the rest of Pesach, Melakit V'Korei Me'inyono Shal Pesach, we take from different places a subject that pertains to Pesach. Maihi, give me an example. What do you mean? Amar Rav Papa said, Ma'afo Simen. Mem, Aleph, Fei, Vav is the sign, is the way to remember the lanings that we do on Pesach. Rashi tells us that this Simen, Ma'afu, stands for the first letters in specific sections of the Torah designated for Pesach, Mishchu ukuchu lachem, taken from Parshas Bo, draw the Korban Pesach and prepare for the Exodus, Im Kesef Talva Es Ami is the Aleph, Pesol Lecha is the Pei, and Vayedaber Shebe Bahaloscha Pesach Sheni is the Vav. The Gemara continues, Yom Tov Ho'achron Shal Pesach, Korin Vayihi B'Shalach, on the end, at the end of Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach, we read by of Bishalach and Kriyas Yamsuf, which is what happened as the conclusion of the redemption. Umaftirin Vayidaber David, and we take the section from the end of Shmuel Beis regarding David's thanksgiving at the end of his life, looking back at all the vicissitudes of life that he experienced. That's the Haftorah. Ulamocha kol ha-bechor. And on the next day, Shmini, at the eighth day, because we are in Golos, second day of the seventh day Pesach, is kol ha-bechor umaftirin od hayom. Omar Abaye. Abaye said, there's one adjustment that you have to appreciate in terms of the laning of the first 2 days of Yom Tov. Ha'idna, nowadays on Pesach, that we have 2 days in the beginning of Pesach, Nog Alma L'mikri Moshach, we read Mishchu U'kichu Lachem, not on Chol HaMoed, but rather on first day Pesach. Torah, then we do Shor O'Kesev, which is the Mo'adim section from Emor, second day Pesach. Then we do Kadesh, Bekaspa, which is Im Kesef Talveh, Pesol, Bimidbara, that's Pesach Sheni that we mentioned from Vahaloscha, Shalach, to send out. So presumably this is referring to Parshas Bishalach, Vayihi Bishalach, of Shvi Shel Pesach. It's also possible to understand Shalach as a mnemonic device for Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, which is the Torah reading, Va'ata Loho Datani Esa Shartishlach Imi. But either way, and the last day is Bukhra, Kol HaBachor. The Gemara continues with the same pattern, that there's a disagreement in the Gemara what should be read for a specific Yom Tov, and because we have 2 days Yom Tov, we end up being able to do both. They're both appropriate. There was a machlokas which one to do. We're able to do both. Ba'atzeres, for example, Shiva Shavuos Umaftirim Bechavakuk. Acherim Omrim, B'chodesh HaShlishi, the story of Matan Torah, which happened on Shavuos, U'maftirim B'merkava, V'o'idna D'ika Treyomi, and since we have 2 days, Avdinan Kitarvayhu, we end up being able to do both. Merkava refers to the great revelation of Yechezkel in perceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a great level, which we're told by Har Sinai was available to even the regular, ordinary Jew. Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, Bachodesh HaShvi'i, the section in Parshas Pinchas of Musafim, Umaftirim Haven Yakir Li Ephraim, V'yeshamim V'Hashem Pokad Esara Umaftirim Bechano, V'yo'idna, and now Rosh Hashanah, we have 2 days, Yom Kamo Ki Yeshomrim, L'machar V'olakim Niso Es Avraham. We read about Hashem remembering Sarah to have a child, and then we read the story of the Akedah, and the Bachodesh HaShavi of the Musafim we use as the Maftir on both days. B'Yom HaKippurim, the Gemara continues, our last one for today, Korin Acharemos, the section of Acharemos, Umaftirin, Kicho Amaram V'Nisa, a special Haftorah from the book of Yeshaya, where the section begins, Solu, Solu, Panu Derech, Harimu Michshal Miderech Ami, that Hashem should clear the way, Hashem orders the way should be cleared for Teshuvah. But the second pasuk of the Haftorah, Yeshaya Nun Zayin Tesvov, says, Kicho Amaram V'Nisa, so says Hashem, who is so great, Lahacha Yasruach Shefalim, to give life to the downtrodden, Ulahacha Yos Levnid Koim, and to give life to the people who are depressed. And from that, the Gemara develops a principle. Wherever you find Hashem's greatness, there you find His humility, in that He's interested in taking care of each and every individual. And that's a principle we're expected to emulate. The greater a person is, the more in tune he's supposed to be with humility. A classic mashal that I like to repeat is, if you have two drops of water, so they could argue with each other which one is bigger. But if they're both next to the Pacific Ocean, so compared to the ocean, there's nothing to talk about. You're a drop bigger. And that's how it is. The greater a person is, the closer he is to Hashem, so the more silly it would be to emphasize how great I am as opposed to you. And instead, the person is focused on the mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. They say from the Chazon Ish, a similar mashal, that as a person walks in the darkness towards a street light or away from a street light, their shadow is very big. But if you are together with the street light, then your shadow is very small. And a person who's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the infinite light, doesn't have to cast such a big shadow. Instead, he's in sync with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the mission that Hashem has instructed him with. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.